sign on a window says lonely. Sign on a door says no company allowed. Sign on a street says you don't own me.
It's that time, that funny old time where I start to talk my shit. Yes, sir, everybody. Hey, everybody, how you doing out there? I hope you're hanging in. I hope you're hanging low. I hope you're hanging in and listening to the show. Josh Ricardo, Slam Pig Podcast, here for you, to give you knowledge, to give you entertainment, to talk to the ladies. Great show in front of us today. Great show. I have on comedian Stacey Prussman. Stacey's regular on the Artie Lang podcast, as well as I think she does Anthony Cumia's show and O&A she's done in the past. She gets around, this brat. She's great. Really funny. Before we get to Stacey, let's check out an email. That's my email sound effect, since I don't have a guy on the boards. Email is from George. George says, hey, fuck you and fuck your face and fuck, what is this? And fuck what you think about women. All right, George, if that was constructive, thanks for writing in. I'll read anything, so just keep writing me. That's all I care about. You can be abusive. It's all right. I had a lot of fun with Stacey. She's a tough broad, man. No one shouldn't fuck around. She's really funny, and she's really is a guy's girl. She kind of hang out with the boys and do her thing, and she talks about hanging around in New York in her wild 20s and what that led to, and she's really interesting. She has a pretty vast existence here in New York City, and we were able to kind of, I think, do little touchstones on all of those things, and I think it became, pretty interesting in the long run. And I don't know how many more times I can use the word interesting, but it was interesting. I like Stacey. Stacey's sexy. She's got like a very womanly body. And she can hang, man. That's all I can... there's nothing better than a girl who looks good and can hang. She can hang. And when I say hang, I mean on every level, man. She can hang out. She shoot the shit. She can do it up. It's the kind of girl you want around. You know, help you... maybe hook you up with a chick. She's a good friend. I don't know her like that yet, but after talking to her, I get that impression. And I think you will too. Check it. As I say every week, I'm the most lucky guy on the planet, but I make my own luck. As my catchphrase goes from Billy Zane's Titanic, you make your own luck like a real man. And there is no shortage of luck today. I have an amazing guest, a very funny comic, and also a pretty lady, so she's no slouch. Let's welcome Stacey Prussman.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yes, say hello to everybody.
Hey, Stacey. Everybody, how are you doing?
You're doing well. And I'm doing well, and now they're hearing you. They're probably doing well too. So Stacey's wearing a lot of cool bracelets, and I like to describe people on my show.
Okay.
She's got like jet black hair, and she's very stylish. She has like a flowy sweater on here in New York. She made it to Astoria, into the Slam Pig Podcast Dungeon. It's an amazing day. Isn't it, Stacey?
Yeah, it's beautiful. You got me out of bed. I would be in bed sleeping right now until my parents came to visit.
It is 12:40, everybody, in the afternoon, just to let you know. It's kind of life she leads.
I know. I'm still a party girl. I'm like not a young kid, but I still love to go out. Like, I don't drink a lot, but I love to hang out with my friends, and you know, we talk all night. Like, I still can't get that out of my system.
So you just drink white wine and talk all night?
I can't drink wine as much as I used to.
You just get hammered on vodka like me?
I drink vodka now.
Yeah, me
I
too.
Went to vodka, but only like one. Like, we went to a vodka bar yesterday for my friend's birthday, and I had one vodka.
Why can't you drink more than one?
I can't have no tolerance anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a party girl with no tolerance.
Yeah, but I can stay out all night, and like, I could...
So you can hang, though.
I could hang. Like, I could hang all night. When I was younger, I was like in my early 20s, I would go out, I would hang out with all these
Black guys? Oh.
B-list celebrities.
Oh.
And black guys, too. B-list black guy celebrities.
So like a Taye Diggs or a Morris Chestnut.
Oh, I love Taye Diggs. I wish Taye Diggs. But
she wishes. But anyway, sorry to interrupt your story. Keep going.
It's okay. And I would go out, and I remember.
What's B-list, though?
D-list. Actually, they were E-list. Like,
D or E-list? What constitutes you to be a B-list? Okay, so A-list is Brad Pitt.
Okay.
That's his level, right? That's Brad Pitt. A-list. You'd be A-list. He's top shelf. Yeah.
Right.
And B-list is...
Mothers of... E-list. We'll talk about maybe E-list.
So like Sly Stallone's mom, Jackie Stallone?
No, Drew Barrymore's mom was my best friend.
Oh, okay. So that's an
in
E-list.
The 90s.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
Yeah, and Barrymore is a very famous name in
right.
entertainment.
Well,
okay.
She was married. Anyway, yeah. we did a play together in the 90s called Grandma Sylvia's Funeral.
Which, Grandma Sylvia's Funeral.
Sylvia's Funeral.
Okay, Sylvia's Funeral.
It was
funeral.
An
okay.
off-Broadway play.
All right.
A, you know, equity contract, really great. It was my job. Mm-hmm. I was like 20, my early 20s. And mm-hmm. like I would go out every night after the show. And like Steve Grillo from Howard Stern.
Yeah, yeah.
He was in the show. So it was like this crazy group of like Stern people. And Mary Wilson from The Supremes was in the, you mm-hmm. know, in the show with us.
Mary Wilson's awesome.
She's awesome. Yeah. And she's beautiful. But now she's, you know, she would take us out to drink champagne every night. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it was a really crazy time, you know, yeah. for me. And I would go out. So one time Jade was like, my friend's having a bachelor party. And I was like, okay, it was a guy. His younger brother was getting married. He's like, can you and your friend Maureen come out and entertain the guys, just as friends, you know, like to be the girls.
So not hooker status, not hooker, escort.
No, nothing like that. Like just hang out with them and just be funny, be charming, yeah. you know. So
are you a comic at this time or are you just an actress?
I was just an actress at this
okay.
time.
Okay, so you started out as just an actress.
Just an actress.
To give everybody a little sidebar here, a little context for everybody at home listening. Stacey, it's the first time I've ever met her in person. I'm sure our paths have crossed randomly
yes.
in the
you
last
know all my
10
friends.
Years. Yeah, we have a ton of mutual friends. I randomly was on my Twitter. I came across a couple posts. Bichetti's my friend, and he's always like, and I know Bichetti's always asking me to get him laid and stuff. So it's funny whenever I see him when he keeps tagging
a woman. Womankind rule.
But he'll do this thing where he'll get scared when I go, okay, I got some girls I want you to meet, and then he'll disappear for months, and then he'll call
really?
Me and leave me a voicemail saying, I was thinking about what you said a year ago, and I want to basically,
oh,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, essentially, that's what breaks down. But Bichetti, like, will post and he'll always tag Stacey. And I go, who's I know this name. Why do I know this name? And then I took a look at her stuff and I go, okay, you got to come in and we got to talk because my show is basically surrounded around females, especially attractive females in the industry. So that's why she's here now. So you started out as an actor first,
ass model.
You were an ass model.
No.
See, now she fits in perfect. I literally told Stacey I have a lot of ass models on. And technically, ladies, if you're listening, I know you're not technically ass models. But, you know, let's be real. If you have more than 90% of your photos show your ass, you're an ass model.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah.
Now you – okay, so this is funny. But we'll get back to you starting out as an actor in that play. But you are a – would you say a curvy woman?
To some degree, yeah.
Curves.
Yeah.
So I'm not, so you're like.
Do you need my measurements? 34,
no, it's
26,
okay.
34.
You're like a big breasted. You say I have a big butt. For everybody at home, I haven't looked her over or anything. I haven't perved out on Stacey. This is per her words, all right? So imagine now you could probably get some extra followers if you were showing that off. And in the 90s, when. Okay, this is a good question. So in the 90s, you're starting out as an actress.
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty brazen. I don't know you well,
yes,
but
I
kind of have an idea of what
yeah.
you are. You're kind of mouthy and, you know, you're
yeah.
kind of like a guy's girl, right? A little
exactly.
bit. A little bit.
Yeah, except I don't like sports, but yeah.
Yeah, but you but see, guys' girls are interesting because there's some girls that I've for the fans at home that know, I've practiced sub-dom relationships
okay.
where I kind of dominate women in a sexual manner
oh,
in
so
life.
You're a dom.
I have
dom
been
too.
In the past. Yeah, so I always like am interested in the dynamics of women, especially vanilla women,
mm-hmm.
you know, not necessarily in the lifestyle, but women that claim like, I'm a guy's girl. I just love being around guys and I can just be cool with the guys and talk, go to a strip club and hang out. But sometimes it's not that. It's like there's a deeper level that you have to go to actually truly be a guy's girl.
Right.
Like if you're dating a guy,
mm-hmm.
Could he point out a girl's ass? And
I'll do it first.
You'd be like, oh, that girl's a big ass?
Or shit. Yeah. No, I can.
Or
look,
whatever.
I get more attracted to women sometimes than the guys I've dated.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gay.
Yeah.
But I could say, oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah. You,
yeah,
but you can swing from both branches if you need to.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
I have never licked a vagina, but I, you know, I've made out with women.
Yeah. 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 You like the women form.
Right.
The female form.
Yeah. I like beautiful women. I like to be friends with beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not intimidated by
so
them.
You truly are a guy's girl. I'm not saying that's the one thing
right.
that you need to be.
I'm not a girl like, oh, I, you know, one girl said to me, you put other women on your shows. I'm like, yeah. Like, it was weird that they would even ask that to me. But yeah, I'm like, yeah. Like, I'm not like that person.
Yeah.
Like,
so
I'm not
if you're with a guy,
women.
You can, I think the biggest thing is you can actually hang and not be offended.
Oh, no. No.
And not just be – not. But when you're dating a guy, I mean, that was always a hard thing to find the girls that were cool with me being – I get you can't always be 100% you all the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there's certain
protocol.
Look,
if you don't give me attention, then I get upset.
Of course.
It's about me. It's like about my relationship with the person.
Uh-huh.
If I'm not getting the attention I need, it's not about – you know, then that's a problem. But – But I think
That's interrelationship work, though, right? But you're saying specifically, we're talking about your personality. You're very go with the flow.
Very go with
you're
the flow. Like, maybe too much.
Okay, all right.
My own good.
All right, that's good. It's a good foundation we're building here. Okay. Perfect, all right. Okay. So you're an actress, and during that time, compared to now, and what tools are available now? Because like you said, you're not in your 20s anymore, but also you're still involved in the industry.
Right, uh-huh.
What do you think the 20-something-year-old Stacey would utilize her body now? How would you do it?
That's scary because, you know, we were already getting in trouble with Page Six back then, like with my little crew there. And there was articles on, there was something called the New York Press. I don't remember that. It was like the New York Village Voice.
So Page Six is a gossip column, everybody. It's a really famous gossip column here in New York. Everywhere you can get it now, but it's a New York thing.
It's a New York thing, right. And like, so that stuff was, people would write stuff, like hinting about things that I was doing.
Well, look, what kind of shit without incriminating?
Like dancing on tables, stupid nonsense.
Oh, okay, like 20-year-old girl stuff. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, and I used to hang out with the movie star's mother, so that was like, you know, which was crazy because she was like 50-something and I was like 25.
I was wondering, like, you guys aren't in the same
generation. But she acted, you know, she was like one of those 50-year-olds that, and she was like, there's a
listen to me. She dead now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's dead to me.
That's what I assumed. All right. Past tense. Okay, great.
She disappeared, actually. No one knows where she is. Like, all our friends from Stern, they don't know. Like, Artie Lang and I were like, where's Jade? Like,
so you've been involved with the Stern show for a while.
On and on. Like on the outskirts. Not in the – I never worked for them.
You've been on the show?
Three times, yes.
Really? What were you doing on the show?
Well, one time I was just on promoting Grandma Sylvia's and just, like, sort of making phone calls at there. And then once I did Guess the Porn Star, where Howard – they hired me as an actress and then three other actresses to
– Oh, so you played a porn star even though you weren't –
Online. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. I used to love that game, Guess the Porn Star. The fans here obviously love Stern because I've been on Artie's show a few times, but also
cool.
I was a kid, I've always loved
Those
E shows. So that's why I know Guess the
Porn
Star.
Right, back in the day. And then I did just something, I think I did a fill-in bit about I sat on this guy's lap, and me, Robin, and Nicole Bass had each try sitting on his lap, and he said he could touch a point in our leg to reach an orgasm. So it was stacked some kind of bit. I think someone didn't show up kind of thing, and they just...
This is the 90s though, right?
This is the early 2002.
Okay.
Did
you know Artie on the...
Not personally. Hey, what's up?
Oh, you saw him, but he was on the show when you would come in though.
Twice.
Okay,
three times I think he was on the show when I was on. Yeah.
So you're never on as an actor, as a guest, but you've been on in the bits that you used
to
do on the air.
The last time was more of a guest. It was like half and half. I stayed the whole time and it was fun.
Did you get to plug your shit then?
Yeah, and it was great back then.
Does that work? I mean, he's amazing at that, right?
Well, it worked a lot before Sirius. I don't know. I guess it still works now, but the markets were so specific in terms of like New York market. So you're plugging a show in New York, people would come. It was weird.
But this was before the Twitter and all that other
bullshit. Way before.
So what did people just call? Find a way to call you?
No, I...
Or they just showed up to what you plugged.
Stacey's doing a show at the Bliss Bar, which is no longer there.
Yeah.
On Tuesday nights, Stacey, here's Stacey,
and people would show up.
And people showed up next few weeks after it aired. People were showing up.
That's unbelievable that he has that much power.
Yeah.
And then people wonder why famous people go on the show. It's because he's capable of getting you something.
It was
going.
Amazing. It was really great. I loved doing it. I loved being on the show. And you know, it's funny because the crew were my friends. Like, so I didn't feel so scared. Like, I'm, you know.
Yeah, because he has a pretty tight knit group back, especially in the '90s. Like Steve Grillo, all those guys are on the show.
Ganji's a friend of mine. Benji and I have been friends way before he was on. So I have that connection with the show for many years, and now I've been doing Artie's show, which is fun.
Yeah. So are you when you're hanging around doing your partying? Is that how you kind of connect to different people? Because I feel
back
like
in the day that
yeah
was.
that's what I mean. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it was funny. I was just a young girl, you know, in my early 20s.
Were you like a freaky young girl, or are you a girl who's just like kind of innocent, fun, that borderlines? Because if you have big tits and an ass, and you're wearing stylish clothing that shows it off a little bit, and you're kind of just like, what the fuck kind of chick? Like, what the fuck you looking at kind of chick? Men tend to assume that personality equates to, oh, you're gonna fuck, or
no,
something's gonna happen.
I wasn't hoary back then. I was, you know, I was normal. I was like, I played a slutty character. Like, I wore a short shirt every day. That was my character. I played in the play. I played the slutty granddaughter.
Oh, okay.
So there was like, you know, I was a drinker, but I wasn't like, you know, I'd hooked up sometimes. I didn't have sex all the time. Like, I would.
So you were dick tease. That's what I'm asking.
No, I just went as far as I felt comfortable. All
right, good.
I had fun. It was like, we all had fun. You know, safe fun. I used condoms most of the time. I remember. I wasn't like a bad girl. Like, I wasn't, but I wasn't a good girl either. You know?
You had your fun.
Yeah,
but
I had
weren't way over the line with it. You know, that's what I mean. Like, you weren't like, hey, I look like I do one thing and presenting myself one way. You were always pretty true to yourself.
Yeah, I just kept my balance. Like, I liked you know, I don't necessarily go for the bad guys either. I always go for, like, the more nerdy guy.
Yeah, but if you want to, you're dominant. So why would you go for guys that might give you a hard time? You'll probably go for guys like you can mold and shape, and you can kind of tell them what to do.
That's my problem, actually.
You need a guy to actually keep you in line and hold you accountable.
I need kind of in the between. I was pretty a good girl most of the time. I mean, I was a little bit of a bit, I was more immature back then. I wasn't as confident.
So you're New York-based. You're born and raised in New York and Brooklyn. So it's not like you were some person that had the chip on your shoulder that moved from Oklahoma to be a big star in the city. This is just you hanging out in your city.
Yeah, this is it's me. That's home. Where I live. Yeah. You know, I've moved boroughs. You know, it's funny because when I was growing up, especially people would go, you live in Brooklyn? Ew. And now Brooklyn's like the hottest thing ever. It's like, it's like they were like, ugh, Brooklyn? Like, you don't live in Manhattan? That was big back then. You have to get the apartment in the city.
Yeah, yeah. The 212 number, the whole thing.
Exactly.
Right,
and that's changing now. Big, obviously. We all live, you know. So I'm like, I got over that, obviously.
Sure.
You know, but yeah, I did that for a while. So I lived in the city. I had my little studio apartment in the city, which is like a brothel. I call it.
So you're doing it up, just bitches everywhere.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a good time. I mean, I was not crazier than anybody else. I had my lovers, but it wasn't like I was like.
You're a New York woman,
right?
That's it. You weren't like over. There's no legendary fuckapades.
Right.
Okay.
And, I mean, I did weird stuff, but nothing where I was.
Name one weird thing you did.
I was a foot hooker for a while.
So okay, so I've been with a lot of escorts and a lot of fetish people that do like reiki, like massages,
okay.
And also foot women, like women that actually are doms themselves,
okay.
And one woman told me a story about how a guy would come to her and she basically would. Twist his nipples, and he wanted them twisted until they fell off. And she almost threw up, she said. And he was like, no, they'll grow back. Don't worry.
They don't grow back.
His grow back, apparently. Some way they grow something different. So when
like
someone says they're ever like a foot hooker, because she did a lot of feet stuff. And that's my first foot job. And I have to say, I haven't had a foot job since. It's not bad.
Well, I didn't do penis to feet. I just did mouth to foot.
Oh, so you would just shove your foot in their mouth.
Well, it was a party. Like if you've been to strip clubs. And it was – so you would – the girls would be invited to go for free. And the men would pay $60 to submission.
Okay.
And then they would ask you for a session. This is what I did. And it was only like once or twice a month for a few years. And they would say, do you want a session? I'm like, sure. I said, do you want a session? Or they would ask me. And they would just –
so you're walking around the strip club.
The fetish club.
Okay, the fetish club. You're walking around the fetish club.
Uh-huh.
And you're – what are you wearing?
I dress normal. I dress like tight jeans, like a blazer, a little cleavage, not too much.
Just like you're out.
I'm out in a bar. Like I'm the girl you want to talk to at the bar.
Okay, so that's the role you're playing.
I'm playing the
regular girl out in the street
that
you wish you could get your feet.
Right.
Or their feet. Okay, right.
So I was a hot commodity because I wasn't obviously a professional.
Yeah.
And I would have normal conversations with them. They'd be like, do you want to do a session? And then they would just take my feet off. And it was very worshipy. And they would suck my toes. Some would tickle. You have to pretend to laugh.
They can't take their dick out.
No. I mean, some girls did do that. I wasn't into that, obviously.
But it's decent money.
It was $20 for 10 minutes, but it was never lasted 10 minutes. It was like 3 minutes. I'm like,
because these guys are nutting their pants.
They were like sucking like they were, you know.
like they needed to be fed?
Yeah. They've never eaten before. Like there was cheese between my toes, you know.
Do you like that shit?
I didn't dislike it. I did it for money, strictly for money. Like, I'm not into feet. Like, you could suck my toes if we were, like, going out, but, like, it's not, like...
It's not something that you're going to be like,
oh my God, come suck my
feet.
No, I realized my feet were a commodity. Like, people have asses. My feet are huge. I used to be a shoe model, which is funny you say that.
Because you have big feet?
No, I have small... I have 6.5...
You have, like, Cinderella feet?
Like, yeah.
Like,
they're, like, the first size, the perfect size. You know, the models are, like, size zero.
Yeah.
My feet are size 6.5. So I did shoe modeling when I was 18. So I guess my feet went from shoe model to shoe hooker, but...
So this is interesting because you're in your 20s at this time, I assume?
Yeah,
and you're doing this. How do you separate... because it isn't sex. It's that weird middle area, like a gray area of... You get that these guys are probably hard or coming,
right.
Or they're probably going to jerk off to you at least later.
Later.
how do you separate that from, here's escorting, here's sex, here's me, and then here's this? Like, how do you break that down compartmentalize that?
Oh, very easy.
For yourself.
First of all, I didn't do it all. It wasn't like I went every day. This is my
No, I'm not judging at all.
No, okay. So it wasn't like, it wasn't like, you know, like you do stand up, you do it every day. This was like, I didn't do it every day. I did it once a month, twice a month. So
were you
like,
making enough money to actually make a difference in your bank account?
Oh, yeah. My rent was like $1,400 at the time,
uh-huh.
Back then in the city.
Which is very cheap, guys. It's sad, but that's actually cheap.
So many years ago, you know. So I would pay half of it with that. And the rest I paid with my acting and the other stuff I did.
Yeah, so, that's awesome. So it was solely to make money. And you never felt dirty or had to go lay in the bathtub in the fetal position in hot water?
I washed my feet. No, because I felt it was my feet. And I felt disconnected from that because it wasn't my sexuality. And I didn't feel like they were.
Because there was nothing sexual about it for you at
all.
Interesting.
And the guys were like every type of man. So I wasn't physically attracted to anybody, really.
Did you ever date anybody that you had a session
with? No, it was never. I went by a different name, Mistress Hope, which is my middle name is Hope. So I just like stayed away. Like I didn't connect it to my real life. Except one guy was his friend. He became a friend. He was like this short guy that was like kind of geeky, a little African-American guy. He was a nice guy. He would come to my shows.
Oh, because you told him, hey, I'm an actress.
During that time, I was switching over to stand-up. Doing
stand-up. So why switch?
Not switch. I mean, I started doing stand-up.
You still act now.
Yeah, but I was like, I started doing stand-up.
But you're more of a stand-up now.
Now I do more of it. But I'm writing a show. But yeah, I don't say I'm not an actress, but I just do more stand-up.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's easier to do stand-up than audition all the time.
Yeah.
And that's how I make my money. But so basically, so I was, you know, in the beginning, you want to have, I was producing shows. So I invite all these people. And the foot people would come and stare at my toes. I was doing jokes.
So you were okay separating the sexuality from it, but you were also okay with going, oh, hey, you're harmless.
Right. I was able to tell who was the nice people and who was the crazies. There were some crazies. But,
of course.
Yeah. But I was like, they were normal people. It's had a fetish. I mean, there's worse things to have a fetish about, you know?
No, and it's...
No one was getting hurt. No one was getting...
There's so many
diseases.
People that have the foot fetish.
Yeah, and it's an easy
fetish. It's mind-boggling.
Oh, there's a lot of people that have foot fetish.
It's every third guy I meet, I feel like, ends up bringing up feet.
Really?
It's fucking crazy. I need to change the people I hang out with. But.
And now it's like they like, some people like the toes, some people like the soles, some people like the top of the feet. It's like they all have a different...
Why'd you stop?
I started dating this guy who became my husband later on, you know, years later. But and he was like, I don't think you should do this anymore. So I said, all right.
Was he spying up the cash then to support?
No, he wasn't. But
he was just didn't want you, like, other men.
I don't know. He wasn't ever jealous, but that was like one thing he didn't like about it. So I said, it wasn't like I'm like, oh my God, I have to.
I think it would be kind of hot if your chick's not fucking anybody.
I don't know. I think it was also, the business was changing. The foot business was changing.
Maybe we're more open now in 2016.
Well, you know what happened? When I started, it was a lot of normal girls, you know, non-sex workers. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm not judging sex workers either, but I want to make that clear. Mm-hmm. But I think the foot people became more sex workers that found out they could make an easy buck without having to.
Because they're professionals at the sex business.
Right.
So they're going to make it.
And that was their livelihood. I was getting older too. I mean, you know, I was hitting my 30s and, you know, I was like
over it.
Over
and
like, done.
And plus him, and you're like the combination of all that.
Right. It was already fading out for me anyway. Mm-hmm. And then I got followed home once. That was what happened. Weird shit happened.
It's going to happen. I mean, every girl that comes in here that's an exotic dancer. I have a lot of adult film actresses on. That shit's going to happen.
And of course. And someone followed me out of the club, and I was like, okay. Because I was always good at getting out. I would leave like an hour before the party ended. So I would just hail a cab and leave. And this time someone followed me out, and then... It wasn't terribly scary, but it could have been.
But the potential of it being lethal, I mean, that's there.
You never know who's
and that's, there. That's like firsthand. You got to see that.
You never know who these people are. You never know what, you
And
know.
It's New York City, especially in the 90s. I mean,
I was tough. I was a tough girl, too. But, you know, whatever. I got through it. And but I just wanted to leave. I just was ready to do other things in my life. And I did Stern a couple of a year later, or during that time, maybe. And I started doing other things, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I was on the road like right away. So it was better for me anyway, for my head. I mean, not that I wouldn't do it now, but I like, you know, it's you know, you outgrow certain things.
Yeah, email Stacey, see you. Maybe you'll
get a foot session.
Maybe you'll throw something out there that she'll go, yeah, fuck it, why not? Maybe it'll be some funny dialogue for her to have on the show or something. I don't know. Who knows? Email her.
My prices have gone up, like the rent.
to take her out of retirement. You better spot up, motherfucker. So you're an actress, and do you recognize yourself, or do you identify yourself rather as a attractive female, or do you still feel like, oh, I'm kind of more goofy?
I'm really goofy.
Like more goofy, right? I mean,
you know, it's funny because I was more goofy younger, and then when I got, I'm older than you think I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people think I'm a lot younger than I am.
Okay.
They don't realize it sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I was doing the math in my head in the 90s, whatever. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a lot older than what people think. But so I feel more confident now. So I think – I never found myself – I never thought I was a gross female. But
sure.
I, you know, I had eating disorders, I had a lot of addictions and issues like that. But
when did you have those? In your 20s?
Yeah.
So like what, bulimia?
Bulimia, yeah. Like I do.
Because being skinny back in the 90s was like the thing,
that
right?
Was the thing,
being
right.
Rail cokehead skinny.
No, that wasn't happening. No,
yeah. So you were telling me earlier you're Jewish and you're Spanish.
Right.
So you're going to be prone to being
normal.
You're going to have ass tits, right. And you're going to have like you're gonna like to eat. You have this affection for food.
Right.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
It's not what
I
you are.
I didn't eat that much, but yeah, I just never was built. I'm short. I'm not a tall girl. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not. You know, that lanky, that was famous in the 80s and 90s.
The Gwyneth Paltrow early 90s,
yeah.
late 90s look. That
it's
rail.
Changed. Like,
no,
I mean,
totally.
I hate the Kardashians, but they've changed the beauty.
I feel like Marilyn Monroe and Jane Mansfield did it in the 50s,
right?
With that big hips and tits.
But that was
and
famous anyway.
That was that hourglass thing. That's
guys
always
back
been
then,
the 1600s. Guys are painting chicks with huge asses and fat on their body.
Right.
Men like women who are, I don't know why the 90s ever happened. It was like in
the
80s and 90s. Yeah, where you're like, why am I'm not attracted to that. Now.
What do you think is going on?
I think now, this is my fucking off the wall theory that
okay.
is going to make sense when I bring it back to everybody. I think the minute Obama was elected, it became this thing where like, oh, black people are kind of seen in a different way. And I talked to black men that I know about this. Their stock has gone up. They've always been like that taboo thing that white girls want to pull out of their pocket. Like, oh, hey, I fucked this black guy. And
mm-hmm.
And then you have the big dick thing. Like, oh, I got to jump this big black dick. But it became like a novelty. Like, oh, I'm going to go do this and say I've done it because
right.
I'm crazy. And now I was talking to this Mo the Monster Johnson was on my show. He's a black porn star. He prefers white women. And I was talking to him about this to confirm it. He goes around, and white women now chase black men like having a Fendi bag. You have to have your black dude.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like since culturally we've changed, especially millennials, where hip-hop is not hip-hop. It's pop music now.
Pop music, right.
And all these guys are talking about is you better have a big ass. You better kiss your friend. You better do some like, it's kind of like all these little signals are being shot out. And all these young women, especially American women, they have no clue on really who they are truly. They're just trying to be whatever fits what's going on now. So all these girls are squatting all day. They're trying to make their asses bigger.
That's so funny.
And now women can look however they want to look because it's – the Kardashians, if you look at them 10 years apart, they look like they've changed
like
to another person.
Like
but the Botox, all the shit they do.
That looks terrible.
This is why trannies now succeed. Like transgender people succeed because you can do all of these upgrades to yourself. And women, actual women are doing the same upgrades. So you're all starting to look
like
closer to the fucking same. And that's why no one can tell trannies apart. And that's why trannies look incredible because they're doing the same thing.
And they do it better than some of these women. Like,
hell yes.
I've never had any work done. Like, I'm older and I've never had any work done.
And you look great.
Oh,
so good for you. You have good genes.
Not that I wouldn't, like, maybe put a filler here and there, but.
And you should. You should.
Right, but I'm not, like, going to ever look. Because I know women that look crazy like that. And they look older than they would have normally looked. And a lot of my girlfriends don't have stuff like that. If they do, they do it really well.
Yeah, yeah. You do a progression.
Or very little.
It's very light. Yeah. I mean, Botox is the thing. Do it. But.
Yeah.
Don't go crazy.
And it doesn't work for everybody. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And the thing, I think about being body, like that's one of my issues, I think is that if you're healthy and you feel sexy, I think that makes someone sexy. Like that's, I mean, yes, obviously.
No, confidence in truly knowing oneself is very sexy.
You don't want to, and if you're totally out of shape and you know, obviously that's not hot at all for anybody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think a little meat on someone's bones, even for guys, like I don't go for like the big muscly head. Like I don't mind if a guy has a little stomach or something. As long
yeah,
as
yeah.
It's like
you're also through your 20s now, so you understand. Like
yeah.
it's not always about.
No, it's not about. Like
you're
that.
Gonna probably more attract the personality now than obviously
well,
you're gonna need something to get you through the
physically,
door.
But yeah, but it's interesting. Like I get actually, I've been on sites where I look at you know men, whatever those sites are.
No, what sites would you look at men?
Tinder sites or something.
Oh, for dating.
Yeah, and I never
dating
really. I've done it like once, but I've never really met.
Why are you against Tinder? Is it?
I'm not against it. I just feel like an idiot doing it.
Why?
People recognize me on it sometimes. Maybe it's not really me, and then I get embarrassed and I shut up.
Really?
Off of it. Yeah, this happened a couple of times. Because the guys, because they're friends of your Facebook friends, it feels very
okay.
I've been on online dating.
It's too intrusive for you.
It feels intrusive. I rather,
okay, Cupid's great though.
Yeah, I've done
try
I've
that
done
one.
Those.
That's a good
a few
one.
Times. Like I don't mind.
I met my fiance on that.
Oh really? See, I don't mind doing that. For some reason, I don't want to like swipe left or right.
It's just who do I? Did you just call it fuck me on the
like
right,
I'm playing
fuck me
a game.
On the left?
I feel like I'm playing a game. Like what I did.
Yeah, like fuck me, don't fuck me.
And
in
I just
game.
Feel like I never. I didn't take it seriously, and I'm like, I just took myself off. But I'm not against it. If it works for you, great. But I'm not like gonna. I like when you meet somebody like.
It's generational too. Even me. I'm 34, and even I'm.
You're a little past that.
I've succeeded in it, but I started it when I was in my late 20s, so it was really fresh for me. The dating app world, I thought great.
It's exciting if you do it right.
I think it's great if you live in a real city. So if you live in New York, LA, Chicago, San Francisco, it's awesome because you meet people that are, you know, like-minded and they're living in, and there's a lot of them.
Right.
And you get to see what's there. If I remember being on the road doing stand-up, and I was in my hotel room, and I'm like, every time I'd go on the road during that time, I'm like, okay, let's open up the OkCupid. Let's figure out what kind of chicks are – let's open up whatever.
It's interesting.
And there's nobody. There's like 10 women
and
that are respectable.
Weird.
And you're like
18 kids or something.
Oh, I don't want to be with anybody like that. It's only – these things work for you if you're in a big city.
Yeah. So I forgot what I was saying. I was telling you something that I just totally –
well, you were saying that you don't like – you were on it.
Oh, and I've seen these guys. And a lot of these guys think like they have the sixth or whatever. And it would actually turn me off. I don't know what it was. Like especially guys like –
so you're saying a guy that cares about his physique turns you off.
No, there's something with the – there's something about – and I don't know why the guy taking a picture of himself – looking in a mirror.
It's gay. It's a little gay.
Yeah.
And not in like you fight for your rights gay. I'm saying it's gay like, dude, it's you like, just come on.
And they're
you're
my
man.
Age. They're guys that aren't kids.
Enough
like,
with the weird vanity of taking
like,
a
look,
picture
just,
of yourself.
I want to see a guy in a nice shirt, smiling, or don't give me some artsy picture. Like, just look like you're set. Like, it turns me off.
It's ridiculous. It makes the, me, the selfie it image is ridiculous.
Me. And it does. It's weird.
It's one thing if you and you're like on the beach and someone took a picture of
right.
you on the beach.
I can't stand those bathroom selfie pictures of guys over 35. Like, you got to stop, guys. It's unattractive.
If you're over 35, well, you should never
or under
do
20.
It.
I mean, I guess you
it's
know,
kind of annoying
you're a prostitute
in general.
And you're selling just your abs. To,
yeah.
Your
oh yeah.
Sucked, I get it. But
oh
like,
yeah, yeah, definitely. There's a purpose for that picture. Like, hey, this is for this. Then, yeah.
Right. I'm already turned off by the internet. Honestly, I'm already turned off by the internet dating as it is, and that just puts me like one foot over the edge.
Well, how do you meet men then? Is it not what? Well, that's a stupid
well,
question.
I walk
not,
on the street.
not how. Well, I mean, it's so funny because here in New York, people don't understand. Like, I know all women everywhere get hit on, but in New York, it's like times 10. Because
I don't know how I mean. I think I end up fooling around my friends all the like. Certain
that's
guys.
And that's problematic.
Like other comedians or guys I've known.
Oh,
like,
I've only slept with one comedian in my life. I. Never would do it again.
I was married to a comedian.
Oh, I never would do it. It's just too much. It's a weird, convoluted, complicated, asshole world.
Yeah,
it's worse than acting.
I can't date another comedian. I can't be in that world again.
No one. There's very few of us that are...
normal.
Normal's... We're never normal. But you know what I mean? Actually can have a relationship and be present.
There's so much like
it's so interior bullshit. Ugh.
Yeah, so I end up fooling around comedians. I got divorced like 3 years ago. So
you're like the girl... If you had an office job, you'd probably fuck guys at work. Because you feel more comfortable because you know them.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
I think so. I mean, or my friends will introduce me. I was dating a guy a couple of years right after my divorce that was like a friend of a friend.
Okay.
So like things like that. I mean, I've gone online. It never seems to click right. It always seems like I went out with this guy and he walked into the restaurant. Like I wrote to my friend, he seems gay. Like, the, and I'm not even being like, you know.
You're not being catty. It's the truth. He looks
like
very effeminate.
He acted. It was his whole, you know, energy. I said, you know, note to self. When I called my friend Andrea, I'm like, this guy seems gay, you know. I said, but he was cute, whatever. And then we went on two dates, and then we kissed. He's like, you know, this is so great, whatever. And, you know, I got the whole, he kind of ghosted me, which I wasn't upset. I didn't even care.
What's a ghost? What's that mean?
He just left.
Oh, he left. No,
he goes, I have a
ghost.
Job
okay.
interview
he went
upstate.
Yeah.
But I'll call you when I get back. I'm like, sure, whatever. Never heard from him.
That's a New York thing, though, too.
No, but then listen to this. Then a year later, he texts me. I'm back. My job didn't work out upstate. I'm like, was he in jail? Like,
he's a gay guy in jail.
Like, could he have been in jail? Like, I'm thinking, like, you couldn't even say, well, you know.
And now you really wanted to date him.
And
now
I just blocked him. I never wrote him back. But I'm like, that's weird. Like, maybe I met somebody else. Or, I get that. But he was like, just, you know, like, I'm just not into that nonsense. Like, just either just say, well, it's not working.
Let me ask you something, though. Not to cut you off. But for me, what I liked about the internet dating, the OkCupid, Tinder's a whole different ballgame. I'm talking about OkCupid. That it's a free site. They don't even fucking pay me, but I'm telling you. You get to read a lot about people. And granted, people lie their ass off or misrepresent. But at least you have some
idea.
If like you said, you're an intuitive person.
Right.
You know, you can read people's personalities. So a person like you or I, when we read what some asshole writes about themselves, we can pick out little words and little nuances and little sentences that possibly go – oh, this person's psycho. Or this person
is narcissistic.
Or whatever. Yeah, it could be cool. It's almost like a buffer. You know, I would think for you, especially with how in-depth you are, that would be phenomenal.
Oh, well, yeah, I just, my friend, I think what happens is I get, like, I'm kind of, like, involved with somebody now. We're not really together, so, like, I kind of need to get out of my life because it's not really healthy.
So as of now, you're saying you have some toxic things in your life you have to purge before you can invest.
That's right. So I have to get that out of my life. And, like, yeah, like, I think that's not something I need to do. But, like, in general, like, yeah, I think it's probably a good idea to go on, you know, and be really – like, my friend met a boyfriend online, and a few of my friends did. So I think if I'm in a good place, I'll meet the right person.
Sure you will. And regardless of where it is, you'll meet them.
Right, if it's online or it's in the street or it's in the – you know, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, isn't it mind-boggling how people talk about how hard it is to meet people in New York City? There's 12 million motherfuckers here. Like, right. What are you
people
talking
isolate.
About?
It's very easy to isolate.
It's a very lonely place. It really is.
All places are, but I think it's how you are. Like, if you're social, then you do social
Well, here's
things.
What I'm saying. You travel a lot for yeah. work, as do I. When you go to where was I just at? I was in fucking Sacramento, on the outskirts
That's
of
nice.
Sacramento.
City.
And you realize, like, people, it becomes options in the sense that you were saying, you know, like, everywhere is lonely. Yeah, but when you go, hey, what are my options if I stay here? Because most of these people, you know, you're born and bred there. You're not leaving.
Right.
So you go, okay, well, I got the job. I did the college. All right, I'm going to get married. And it kind of forces you into this, well, what's next scenario? And you go, well, I'm going to get married. So you pick someone. You just fucking shut your mind off. You're like, well, fuck it.
Well, my friends here did that, too. Yeah,
but that's how many times does it really work out, though?
Well, I mean, not
and
that.
And how long did they wait?
Right. Well, some of my friends got married young. Like, they had regular jobs, and they got married 25, some 35.
In the city?
Well, they were, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, but they were like, it's different, also different generation, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, but
none there's of my, very few, is what I'm saying.
But
you would say
a
that,
lot
right?
Of my friends aren't married. It's
That's
funny.
What I mean. Yeah. Like, uh-huh. This is a great place where you can be in your 40s in New York and be single, and people aren't like, oh, you're weird. No, they're like, oh, great, cool. So am I. I fucked everything up. Let's be fuck-ups together. You know what I mean?
Right. It's great. I mean, you can be yourself. You don't have to have kids if you don't want to. No one's. You're not in that suburban sort of like hellhole of like nothingness, you know?
Do you feel as a female, and because you, through your 20s, you've maintained, you've taken care of yourself, right? Do you feel like, I remember being, like just reading books and looking at different things on television and learning about decades and different generations and how they look at ages. For me, I thought, oh, 30 would be so annoying, you know. But now, because young people have so many options, they're so confused, they don't really even start living and doing careers until they're 30, right?
Right, yeah.
That now everything kind of has moved back 10 years.
Yes,
where
definitely.
You could be 40 and it's almost like being 30. Do you feel like for women, they're not as – besides the having kids thing,
right.
They're not as conscious of – they could still go out and get laid now.
Yeah, it's so different. Like a lot of my friends aren't – some of them married. They don't have kids. A lot of them don't – a lot of my friends don't have kids and they're over 40.
Yeah.
Like, so it's interesting. I think it's changed so much. I mean it definitely does. The pressure's kind of gone.
Yeah.
Parents aren't pushing their kids. Get married, you know, as much.
But
as
is that a New York thing or do you think
– I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
I think it's hyper sensitive to New York. In LA, in places where people can actually have other desires that are as fulfilling as maybe a family or children. But I feel like there's a degree of it that might be there for other places, but not as much.
Right,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? If you're in Tuscaloosa, Alabama,
there's nothing to do.
Maybe what else are you going to be doing?
Well, people get married. A lot of people are grandmothers by the time they're like 40.
Seriously,
in
yeah.
So, I mean, I've you know, when you travel, I've met that. And it's like, you know, meet a woman, a woman at your show, and you find out how old she is, and she's my age. I'm like, And it's almost like she could be my mom.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It's fascinating.
I was playing Bananas in right outside of Cincinnati. No, it's called Gone Bananas. And
Go
I remember
Bananas, yeah.
Go Bananas, uh-huh. Gone Bananas, whatever. And it's been a long time, 4 years. And I was watching the women walk in, and it was like you would watch the women between 20 and 25 walk in, very maintained, very pretty, like great shape, and then you'd watch the ones 30 to whatever walk in and a little overweight or a lot overweight, definitely a little unkempt, and then they would come out and talk to me afterwards, and some of the girls, like one girl was like, oh my god, I love, can we have a drink tomorrow night? And I go, yeah, well, we can have a drink tonight. She's like, well, I have three kids, and she was like this 22-year-old amazing
world.
Looking girl, and you realize, oh, they just give up. They just let themselves go at some point, right?
Pennsylvania's like that. My friend tells me about his friend in Pennsylvania all the time by Scranton. It's like, they're like 20 years old and they have 25 years old and they have, you know, numerous kids.
Yeah. And what
it's
else
not
do you
uncommon.
Do? You know, you got to take care of the kids, and you
then work on a career. I mean, you can have a career. I guess they're not even like career people at all, even business.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to shit on everybody in Cincinnati, but you know what you are, though. You've been around, even if you're not that. You know, you see those people. It's the reality.
It's if that's your choice and you're happy. Some people are very happy. God bless, you know. But you know, if you're not,
it's very blissful almost. Like that ignorance is bliss. Not that they're ignorant, but just the bliss of being like, bah, whatever. But then maybe on the inside, maybe they are lonely like that.
Yeah, they might be lonely, or they might just be having sex and not using condoms and getting pregnant and then having different baby daddies, and that's like that's just causes like stress and drama. Not that they, but that's another issue.
You mentioned condoms twice. I take it that you really love condoms.
Well, you know, I don't love condoms. But, you know, a friend of mine, she got herpes. She's in her mid-50s.
Herpes is fucked.
And
I don't have it.
With this guy, I don't have it. She's with this guy. It was a weird relationship to begin with, and they had sex, and you know they were having sex a couple of months ago. Then they stopped, and then he came over. One of those bad like hookup. You like the guy, but he's an ass. It kind of And one day she's like, "My vagina's hurting me," and she calls me up. She's like, "Feels like I have snake bites on my vagina." I said, "Oh my god!" You know, she went to the doctor. She took a blood test. It didn't even show in her blood yet. And then they took a culture, and she found out. But she had such a bad outbreak. It was like a month, and she's still having like problems. And like, I love her so much, and I get so upset about
That's awful.
And I'm like,
did he just obviously didn't say anything to her?
He didn't even know he he had it.
You know what though? At the same time,
but I think he did know it.
How do you not know?
Unless he had it years ago and ignored it.
I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt. No, he knew.
We all think he knew. And like,
but you know what? Condoms do protect a lot of that, but it's not 100%. I mean, if this guy had an open herpes, or the beginnings of one on his balls, and he's going balls deep,
right,
and it touches your vagina,
he might
get it. You just might,
right? But it might have not gotten in her.
Condoms are the way to go. Yes, your point is taken.
Yeah. I mean, so now I'm like, and I'm older. She's older, than me. They always say like, senior citizens have the high, because no one cares anymore about that point. I do a joke about it. You get AIDS at 80, who cares?
Yeah, I know.
It takes
it's
like 10
anyways.
Years for the whole thing to incubate by the time you're 90.
The whole
shebang. But no, I mean, so it was like, and it was so painful.
And she's single.
And she's gorgeous. And she's sweet. And she's funny. And she's just.
And now her vagina is broken for a little while.
And she already had issues because other things going on about her body and stuff. But it's like, it broke my heart. And I'm like so pro condom.
But in her case, though, you get some Valtrex.
It was such a bad. No, it wasn't so easy.
She had like super herpes.
It was bad. Like it was like a whole month.
Did she show you the herpes?
No,
you're close though.
I didn't see it, but I didn't see it, but it was bad.
That sucks.
She has like residual pain, and like she has to take Valtrex. Now it's expensive, and it's not a death sentence, but
it's not cool.
For some reason, she got it very bad. Like worse than most people get it, supposedly.
Yeah.
So, she got like a super strain. Who knows? And the guy didn't know he had so. We don't know what the situation was with the guy, but it's like I'm just saying, be careful. Like,
use condoms.
Use condoms. Just
be safe.
Be safe. Get tested. I mean, I know that's so.
Don't trust anybody 80s. Over 50.
No, but guys are like.
Was he a younger guy too?
I dated a lot of.
No, was he a younger guy? This
no,
guy.
No, he was older. He was like older than her, about maybe 2 years.
So this asshole knows.
Yeah, he wasn't. I said, if you asked me if I dated younger. Yeah, I only date younger. But no.
We already assumed you dated younger men.
The older ones can't keep up. But I do actually did have a few guys that I do like that are older. Like, I don't want to always be the older woman either. Like, I like to feel like I'm the young girl sometimes.
It's funny because you're an artist, and we artists don't, it's hard to make money in our field. And then some guy goes, I'm going to date this older chick. Well, don't they assume you take care of them? A little bit.
I never want to take care of a man like that ever. I never want to be like a keep a guy.
So you have to get younger guys that make money.
Yeah, they have to be my equal.
Yeah.
But I don't want to date somebody who's like my husband was younger than me, and I kind of took care of him in a way. Like,
well, you take. I mean, when a man says that, it's like, okay, are you a nurturer? Do you know how to?
I don't know.
Are you nurturing? I don't know if you're nurturing.
I like to be, but then I feel
you're grossed out by being nurturing.
Too nurturing.
What do you mean? What classify two?
Like I don't want to be someone's mother and tell them how to live their life.
No. But making dinner, clean up his penis after a blowjob. That's nurturing.
Fine. Oh, that's fine.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
I always clean a penis. But no, I'm a good host. If someone comes over, I'm a good host. I offer food and water.
You put on cute outfits. You'll make some eggs.
Yeah. I don't want to be that.
Stuff like that.
But
you
in
do.
Life, like I don't want to be like, you need to do this.
No,
that.
No.
You
that's
know,
a
I don't
fucking
want to be the mother.
Annoying nag.
Or I don't want to be the mother, figure.
Aren't Jewish women known for being, that's a kind of Jewish mother thing. Like, I have a lot of my Jewish friends, their mothers are like up their ass.
My mom's not. My mom's actually.
Is your mom Jewish?
Yeah. Okay. So she's tough as nails. She worked till she was like 80. You know, she's 81. She takes, you know, she's different. She's tough. She's,
yeah.
She took care of my father. Like, she was the one who,
oh,
like,
wow.
She was like the provider in the house. So I had
does that gross you out? Because that's exactly what you don't want to be.
Exactly. I don't want.
So you
want
to be nothing like your mother.
My dad was like very blue collar. My mom was more like more educated, but not much, more like intellectual.
Refined.
And my father's like just like a big lug, you know.
He's Spanish
like,
guy though.
No, he's Jewish. My mom's side is Spanish.
Oh, Spanish. So she's actually Jewish Spanish.
They're all
Jewish. Everyone's Jewish though. Okay, yeah, all right.
They're just from, one's from a Latin American country. They're half the, you know, my grandfather's from Latin American country. So
okay.
My father is like this big blue collar guy. So he was like this tough guy. Like, for instance, I had a birthday party this year, and like my friend brought this like stripper weird girl with these giant tits that wore like a bra like outside her clothes. And my father couldn't, like, got really excited sexually, and like he was touching her tits. It was really my father.
Did he ask to touch him?
Kind of like she snuggled with him. It was very weird. My mother, like, I don't care. Like, it was very weird. Like, I got upset by it. It was too much. It was like, I felt disrespected, you know.
Like, so you don't like your dad?
I don't like him. I don't have a close with him, but
yeah.
I have like resentment.
He has a lot of irritating qualities about him.
Exactly.
That's why you want to dom little boys, because your dad's a pain in the ass.
And I try not to be so dominant, but I can't help it. I can't like relax about it. It's like I feel like I.
Maybe if you find someone that actually you end up respecting, that checks you right.
But I don't.
You'll get into it.
I don't always want to be on top during sex. Like, I don't even. I'm too lazy. Like, so I don't even want to be on top all the time.
I don't know if we're talking about sexual positions, but in general, you find a guy that actually could check your shit and be like, crazy.
I want to go back and forth with it. Like,
oh, you're saying that you want to tell him what to do in bed too?
No, in bed. And no, I mean, I don't want to always be like.
So you want a teammate?
Exactly.
You want to be co-head coach.
Right. I want someone who can
keep up. I don't know if
that
works, but.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how. I mean, I seem to always take the dominant role when I try to pull back. Someone wants to tell me I was too dominant.
I think you should be what you are, and then you're going to meet a guy that's going to totally be able to go.
Right.
Not overdo it. It's going to be real. It's going to be organic.
Right. It's not going to be like, I'm the dominant. I never considered myself dominant, and then I realized I was.
Yeah,
like,
you are.
But I would like tell my.
But you're picking partners that let you be that, though. It's not like your pool is so deep of men that. have shit going on. You know what I mean?
Like, it's like it's subconscious. All the relationships. I think we attract what we like. We need to fix or something. Like, you know, we mirror what we need in our lives, sort of. So,
yeah.
So I notice, like, if I'm with dysfunction, I'm doing something dysfunctional.
Sure, you definitely mirror.
So I know that from
your
like,
past
being
as well, and maybe who your parents are and who you hate.
Yeah, I don't. I love my parents, but I. Don't love their relationship. It depresses me.
No, of course not. That's why you're choosing to be.
But everyone does. I think everyone does.
Even though you're still dominant like your mother, but you keep saying you're not dominant because you're not dominant the way she is.
Well, I never had a good male role model, really. I mean, my dad wasn't a bad guy.
He was there, though. So
right.
That's a start.
That's good. I mean, he wasn't a bad at all. He's not a bad guy at all. He's funny.
He just wants to touch some tits.
And
funny. You surround yourself with a lot of guys that want to touch your tits.
But I never saw that before my father. That was the first time I saw him like that.
Really? Maybe he's just old.
Right, I never.
No, when people get old,
like they get
weird,
crazy.
Weird thing. The gates go down, you know.
Right, he's like, oh, tits. Like, he's like,
yeah,
it was weird, and
social parameters don't exist anymore when you're really old.
And everyone thought it was funny, you know.
Of course, because he's an old guy,
right?
Doing that,
but if it was like a guy like your age, you'd be like, that's weird.
Yeah, this guy's
what a
great guy.
If it was like if you with your girlfriend or fiance, you'd be like, that's weird.
Unless she was into it, then people are like, oh, this is a different kind of party.
But I wasn't into it because it was my father and my mother, so it was like weird. Yeah.
Of course,
and she
it's
was
weird.
Really, she was actually. Inappropriate, like, and I'm not being judgmental. She was like, she acted.
What is this your birthday party? And your friend brought.
It was like a stripper girlfriend. She's a nice girl, but she.
Well, when you say stripper, she's not stripping at the party.
No,
she just happens her vocation to stripping.
If you were casting a movie, like it was like we need a girl to play the stripper. You know, like she was like almost like a caricature of like.
Okay.
It wasn't even like I know women that strip in their porn. They never act like that.
Yeah. She's putting it all out there. It was more about she's an attention whore.
She had that voice. Like, I'm like, really? Come on. Like.
She's from New York, or she lives in New York, obviously.
Yeah, but come on, no one talks like this. I mean, really? Like, just be. You could tell.
Everyone's doing this talk though, like. So, Stacey, how's everything going? It's that fucking nasally. That's like the new thing now. Because we were talking about the Kardashians, right?
Right.
That's the way they talk. It's not how and more girls now talk that way.
Oh, I didn't know.
Mimicking that pitch. It's fucking nuts. So maybe that's what you heard.
Oh, okay. I just talk like.
It's almost like an emoji now. It's so popular. It's like how women talk. It's
like
it's like a slow nasal.
So we went to this. We had to have sushi and like.
Like that, yeah.
And then I did my squats.
Yeah. It's really not quite so New York-y, but it's like that. You're in that realm.
I did my squats, and then we really had a really good time.
It's an adjustment. Right. It's a big adjustment.
Oh, my God. I try to make my voice lower and more. You gotta do
more masculine. Like you got a pair of balls, right? That's what you're trying to do, because you want to dom people.
When you do stand-up, too, you have to, like, that's the other thing. When you do, like, that's the other thing. Doing stand-up is
But
like
stand-up for females now is, we got to get off soon. But it's so different that I remember women, you know, I started 10 years ago, and women that were attractive were trying to dumb it down and not look so attractive, like wearing baggy shirts and stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a selling point if you're hot.
Yeah, they don't want you to be ugly.
They want you to be hot. They need you to be hot. People, even like Amy Schumer, who isn't technically hot, I don't find her unattractive.
That's just attractive.
And she's
girl,
embracing the fact that she's not a size 2, which
she's not big.
But she's not big at all. I mean, she's like,
she's long
thick
hair,
and she's,
she has good
curvy.
Hair.
Yeah,
she's not, a normal chick.
Yeah, she's
tall.
Normal. But like Chelsea Handler's pretty.
Yeah.
That Whitney Cummings is an ex model. Sarah Silverman's the first really beautiful
I love
woman
Sarah, yeah.
that I've seen that are like, oh, she's really embracing the fact that she's pretty. But I'm
she's
sure when
just
she started
doing that,
that's
now.
New shit. When she got naked in that show, Masters of Sex, that's like all that shit's new for her to where she's like more of a hey,
even
look,
Janine Garofalo looks amazing. I've worked with her many times and she's pretty. Like she's
the game has changed. So now you. When you were first starting, did you kind of like...
No,
you just did whatever you did.
I've always been me. One thing I have to say, I've never changed my persona. Like, I've just been Stacey, like, sexy Stacey, normal Stacey. Like, I've never bagged it down. I never hipstered it up. I never...
But you're saying your voice, you fuck around with your voice on stage sometimes to be
more
commanding?
Well, no, I try not to sound like, you know...
Oh,
no,
nasally.
I don't
want
to be so annoying. I try not to whine, but...
Are you a whiner?
No. I just... I've been more conscious of it from acting. My whole life, meaning that I never... I always try not to, like, screech.
Sure.
You know, I do a lot, but I get emotional. I screech, but I try to... As an actress, I try to, like... And
try
as
to project.
A comedian,
you try to get your tone right, your
right,
pitch.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Just
no,
it's
part of it.
A grounding,
it's a performance thing.
It's a grounding thing.
Yeah, so you're not doing it to project anything else, but the fact that it's an actual tool in your craft that you do have to pay attention
like
to, which is true.
Grounding myself, yes. You know? So,
because if you don't do that, then some punches might not hit properly because your voice is different. You put inflection on certain things.
Exactly.
Yes.
Just like, but it's not really...
It's not changing who you are.
No, I've
That's
never,
what we're talking about.
I have
yeah,
to say
that's not
one thing
doing.
About me. I've just been myself my whole life, which I'm blessed. As much as I hate myself sometimes, I think that that's the only thing I'm really proud of.
Is that you've been true to you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's all I can say, you know.
Plug where you're at. Tell people where they can find you.
I'm staying a lot in the city the next couple of months. I usually travel, but I'll be doing Broadway on Broadway. I'm in Broadway Comedy Club a lot.
So if you're in New York, Broadway Comedy Club.
I'm at the Stand kind of haphazardly. I'll be on Red Eye on Fox like next month. I was supposed to do it this month, but I had to move it out.
So hopefully in February you'll see her on the Red Eye.
Right, yeah. It keeps getting moved and changed.
Which is on Fox News, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's the middle of the night with Tom Shalhoub. And then what else am I doing? I'm on Artie Lang's podcast every Thursday. And then the Stacey Pressman Hour is my podcast, which I'm going to be doing. And I hope you can come on.
Great. Who's your co-host again?
Mike Buschetti.
Oh, Mike.
My
Great.
Co-host.
Yeah, yeah.
Or sometimes I do myself. It depends if Mike could come in.
But it's your show.
It's my show with Mike Buschetti. That's how I bill it, but it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. And
the Stacey Pressman Hour, and they can find that on iTunes.
On iTunes or Podbean, one of those.
Whatever.
One of those. Just Google it.
Yeah.
And then I also do the Pressman Berman Pressman Hour, and that's on.
Sounds like a
which
law
is my
firm.
Female. It's like a more of a female show. It's similar to the. It's just me and the other woman, Rebecca. We talk. So I'm just to get more of a female audience for myself.
So you do a lot of radio then.
I've been doing a lot of radio. Yeah.
You have two of your own shows that are podcasts, and you're doing Artie's every week.
And I'm pitching a show right now. For a radio. But yeah, I just got into radio a lot this last year, which is a blessing. I love it because you have to put makeup on.
Yeah.
And I pop in, you know, I end up on different shows at Sirius and stuff. So yeah, just check me out. Come to, you know.
What's your Twitter?
It's Stacey Pressman.
Spell that for everybody.
StaceyPrussman.
And do you do Instagram? I mean, you have big
Instagram.
Breasts. You should show them.
I do. I have a picture of me in a bathing suit.
Shit.
In a bra and panties.
I haven't even seen that. I got to go check
subtle,
that out.
It's kind of subtle. I know some people like. Find it later on. But.
So is that everything's at Stacey Pressman?
Yeah.
Instagram, Twitter, and you have a website?
Fan. Yeah, Stacey Pressman or Stacey Comic, for those who can't spell Pressman.
Okay.
You know, I know how people are nowadays.
Yeah, everyone's fucking retarded.
Yeah, they're fucking retarded.
I'm so negative today on all people.
Everyone's fucking idiots.
You fucking Pennsylvania, Ohio fucks, everybody.
Stop having kids. They're just coming out retarded.
Well, Well, I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me.
We really nailed this, man. Like, literally 2 hours ago we text and now we're here.
Yeah, I'm glad. Thank you for asking me. I love doing other people's shows and coming, meeting new people. And
of course, you've met a new person.
I know. I'm so excited.
I'm so charming and handsome.
You are. You're the luckiest person ever.
Like, thank you.
I'm so lucky.
You heard it. You heard it. She said it. You can't take it back.
Yeah, but he's engaged.
I am engaged. Very freaky. Very freaky. Yes, perfect. Sexual freakiness all day.
Really?
Put a ring on it. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. So you don't have that boring, like, thing.
No, nothing. I can't be bored.
No.
No. We're both crazy. We can't be bored.
No.
Stacey, you know that.
No, I can't be bored. That's my problem. Don't
sleep. Thank you, Stacey. Stacey Pressman, everybody. Please go follow all her shit at Stacey Pressman. Go let her know that you heard her here and that you love her and that you like what she does. So I want to thank Stacey for coming on the show. It's very big of you, and I'm very appreciative of that. That being said, I like saying that. It's just my favorite, that being said. That's our show for this week. I hope you've had an amazing week. I'm glad that I've been a sliver in that week. You can always email at slampigpodcast@gmail.com, and I will read your emails, as I did up top where I read George's awful email. I tend to pick good ones usually, but that one was just so awful I had to read it on the air to let you know the kind of shit I filter for you. At Josh Accardo, you can always check me out on there. Everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, and joshaccardo.com. That has everything you can ever imagine about me, all the sketches, the web series Dating on Set. Everything is right there for you at your fingertips, and you can get lost in a Josh Accardo rabbit hole. So do that. And after you do that, enjoy your week. Thanks for making me a part of it again. Take it easy.